Well, globally, the number of people who have been confirmed with COVID-19 is creeping closer to 1 million. Just over 50,000 have died. 206,000 have recovered. The UK now has the eighth highest number of confirmed cases in Europe, 33,718. The eighth highest around the world, I should say, and the UK has now 2,921 deaths. In the past 2 days alone, over 1,000 people there have died. We can talk now to Dr. Simon Clark, Associate Professor in Cellular Microbiology at the University of Reading. Dr. Clark, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Are you shocked by these numbers?
Not really, no. These are numbers of this order of magnitude that I would expect at this time of in the epidemic in the UK. So not really. No, it's not surprising, and I think the numbers will, over the next week or so, get worse.
Well, how bad could it get, do you think?
We could see several hundred people dying per day in the UK. In Italy, it hasn't topped 1,000 a day, I don't think, and I think we're unlikely to get that bad. But there's more to come on this.
What do you mean?
Well, it's going to get worse. We're not at the peak of deaths yet, and when we reach the peak of deaths, sorry to put it in such a morbid way, we're going to hit an apex that's going to last for some days. It's not going to start coming down immediately.
We were speaking to one of our emergency health consultants here this morning, and she believed the surge here would come in the next 1 to 2 weeks. Would it be similar there?
Yes, I'm expecting it to peak around next weekend, so in just over a week's time.
And the NHS, will it be overwhelmed?
I think that is unlikely. I think we're making big strides in the UK to increase our capacity of intensive care beds. And it really does depend on getting enough ventilators in place as well. We will have the bed space. I think we're getting field hospitals in place. You've probably seen the one in London being built, and they're being built elsewhere in the UK. It's dependent on us getting enough kit in place to be able to nurse the people that will take those beds.
Did it have to be like this in the UK, Dr. Clark? Because as we know, there was a lot of criticism in the early days and weeks of how the government and the health authorities there were approaching handling this pandemic.
Well, we could have started lockdown maybe a bit earlier, but you have to bear in mind how people will react to that, and whether it will be realistic to impose a lockdown over a prolonged period of time. I think there are questions over that. People took some time, in the UK at least, to get the message to stay indoors. And unless people realise how serious things are, they're unlikely to comply. And I think that was probably in the government's thinking. It's all very well making these models. They're important, but they also have to butt up against human nature.
But there was also the testing. We heard many stories of people being quite seriously ill with regard to their own health, and they believed that they were quite seriously ill, but they were repeatedly refused testing.
Well, from a clinical point of view, if you're just ill and at home, then you probably don't really need to be tested. It would be useful to know that, but it's not clinically urgent, I wouldn't suggest. There has been, in the UK, a failure to inflate our testing capacity, and that will be something that the authorities have to look at going forward, because in the UK, the testing has been centralised. There has been, I think, some sort of slowness in getting the testing into hospitals and increasing the capacity in terms of laboratory space, testing kits, facilities, and people to actually do the tests. All of these things are important, and they're sort of rate limiting steps, if you like.
Yeah, the health secretary there, Matt Hancock, has been doing various interviews this morning. He said that he hopes to ramp up to 100,000 tests per day by the end of this month. So that's in about 3 weeks' time. It's currently around 10,000 per month. Is that feasible, do you think?
It's feasible, yes, but it's going to take a lot of effort. And I sense that there is the political energy behind that. We'll only know at the end of the month, of course, but there is the energy behind that and the desire to do it, it seems, finally.
Can I just ask you finally, why is the self-isolation, the quarantine period in the UK 7 days rather than 14 days as it is here and in most other countries?
Well, it's 7 days if you're feeling well enough. That point perhaps has not been driven home enough. It comes from a sense that when you feel well, you are not shedding virus, which is probably true.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to us, Dr. Simon Clark, Associate Professor in Cellular Microbiology at the University of Reading. It's just gone 10 to 8.